Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you very much for going there and checking it out and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We have been experiencing a little bit of some irregularities on the site. Just nothing to keep you off of it, but you might see things a little bit different. We're doing some maintenance and some upgrades and quite a bit of networking stuff. If you've been through it yourself, you know what it's like. So just if you see something that looks like you've seen it before for a day or two, just bear with us. We're working on it. But still, all the things, all the thousands, the tens of thousands of pieces of information, content that you can find there, evergreen stuff on everything under the sun of 20 years of, almost 20 years of that of posting to that website, from all of our archives, past shows, to the articles, to the videos, the books, all the resources are all still there. All that works just fine. So check it out. Most of the stuff I was just talking about is all on the homepage. And then, of course, the website for my book, that's just fine. And thank you for buying the book. We appreciate that very much. I know it's helping people because I hear from you telling me how much it is. And it's still selling. It's 3 years old, and it's still Amazon's still ordering it, so it's still relevant out there. So let's. I want to talk about what I was just mentioning in the previous segment about the top 10 things that are, about the top things that are keeping small business owners up at night, and some things that President Trump. I'm still getting used to saying that. President Trump now has and the 115th Congress have got to work on, and they are working on it. Yesterday, I guess it was, maybe over the weekend, President Trump sent out an order to all of the heads of the governments, the different agencies, and said, whatever you're doing, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, summarizing, whatever you're doing with regard to Obamacare, he sent this to the governors too. Whatever you're doing with regard to Obamacare, if you deem that it's hurting citizens, it's hurting Americans, you can stop doing it. How about that? Now, that's pretty unprecedented. And there's some other things that the president said. Whatever you're doing, regulations that were about to become enforced, that were just put into service, stop doing those brand new ones, stop doing those, stop enforcing them. And especially with regard to Obamacare, don't fine people, don't tax them. If it's anything that could be detrimental to a person, to a citizen, because of something in Obamacare, stop doing that. Do not enforce that. That's the first thing. That's a smart thing to do. If we're going to repeal and replace this thing, let's get rid of the damage, some of the stuff that hurts quickly, and he can do that. And so that's what he's done. And so consequently, the first thing, the number one thing that keeps small business owners up at night, their biggest challenge based on the NFIB's survey of challenges and conditions, with the recent one, the number one concern for small businesses was healthcare costs. My healthcare costs since Obamacare have tripled, and our coverage options have diminished. Basically, been cut in half. So yes, Obamacare was a nightmare for my company, my family. So that's the reason why I was against it, and I'm convinced, small business owners, that you are a big reason why President Trump won, because he promised to repeal or replace something that you and I hate. 94% of us hate it. That's what my polling has shown. So President Trump is delivering on that right away. And by extension, the regulations, not even Obamacare-related regulations. He's saying to his to heads of his government, any regulations that are new, that haven't been, they're brand new, haven't been put into place, stop doing them. Don't start them. Hold off. We're going to be relooking at all those things. Harold Fuchscott Roth was just on my show in the last hour saying that the former turning of the utility into of the internet into a utility by the Obama administration, by President Obama's directive to the FCC commissioner, a chairman, Tom Wheeler, a couple of years ago. President Harold believes the new chairman appointed by Trump will reverse that, and that will take a regulatory burden off of the internet, which is by being unfettered by regulations, the internet has been allowed to flourish. Becoming regulated, it will be harmed, which means it will harm you and me. So I got to say, folks, I mean, I'm going to be watching President Trump like a hawk. There are some things that he does that I don't like, and some things he's going to do that I'm not going to like, and I'm going to point it out. But he's, as far as small business owners are concerned, folks, his early days, the first two or three days, very promising, very promising. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Tell me you do, if you have to. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.